USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's possession is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing that you would find a small number of documents, certainly not on purpose. They don't think it's the right thing.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Stabenow said what Biden did was not on purpose, and he's working to correct it. She went on to say that this discovery was completely different than that of the documents found in former President Trump's possession. President Biden paying tribute to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking at this morning's Sunday service at Ebenezer Baptist Church at the invitation of its pastor, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Biden becomes the first sitting president to deliver the Sunday sermon at the historic church. The White House has approved California's request for a major disaster declaration. That declaration will help Californians impacted by the storms and make federal funding available in Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz. Additional counties may be added once conditions approve and allow for storm damage to be assessed. Republican Congressman Don Bacon says if he were in Congressman George Santos' shoes, he'd resign. Bacon on ABC's This Week said he would not be able to face his voters, but said it is ultimately an issue between Santos and his constituents. Santos has admitted he lied about most of his background and education, but says he will not step down. In this day and age, someone is always taking video.
A Texas teacher is being investigated after a video surfaced appearing to show him assaulting a teenage student that sent that student to the emergency room. The incident, which took place on Wednesday, happened inside a Humble High School classroom in Houston, Texas, and shows that English teacher pushing the 10th grade student into a wall, pulling a chair out from underneath him, throwing him to the ground, and getting on top of him. That student's parents want the teacher fired and his teaching license taken away forever. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gapple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Day one of the NFL's wild card weekend is over, but it started with quite a game. Down 27-0, the Jacksonville Jaguars mounted an epic comeback. They beat the Chargers 31-30. In the second game of the day, the 49ers took out the Seahawks 41-23. Three more games on tap today. Right now, the Bills are playing the Dolphins. The Giants face the Vikings later. Then tonight, it's the Bengals taking on the Ravens. Lisa Marie Presley's official cause of death won't be known for some time. The only child of Elvis Presley died suddenly of cardiac arrest on Thursday at her home in California. Her autopsy is complete, but officials have decided to run toxicology tests to see if there was any underlying cause that may have led to the cardiac episode. The Miss Universe crown goes to...
Before a crowd in New Orleans on Saturday night...
The new Miss Universe is...
One woman stood tall above the rest.
USA!
28-year-old fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor Arbonne Gabriel, who graduated from the University of North Texas, outlasted women from 83 other countries to take the crown. Venezuela and the Dominican Republic came in second and third. The pageant will move to El Salvador next year. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $416 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.